Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we introduced the idea that it's permissible at a certain point in Shemitah to create piles of fertilizer in order to be able to fertilize the field after Shemitah. So the question is, how many and how large can these piles be? So the Mishnah asks, Ad kama mezablin, up until how much can you be mezabel? How many piles can you make? So Mishnah says, Ad sholosh sholosh ashpatos levesa'ah, that for every besa'ah, the field of 50 amos by 50 amos, for every field of that size, for every 50 amos by 50 amos, you can have three large piles, three ashpatos, three dumps, shall eser mashpelos, and each pile, each ashpa, can have 10 containers of zevel, of fertilizer, shall lesech, and each mashpela, each container, can contain a lesech. A lesech is 15 sa'ah, which is half of a kor. 15 sa'ah is a lesech, so each, again, you can have three ashpatos. Each ashpa can have 10 mashpelos, and each of those 10 mashpelos contains a lesech, which is 15 sa'ah. So altogether, that would be 150 sa'ah per ashpa. And you can have three of them for every base sa'ah of area, 50 by amos by 50 amos. The Mishnah continues and says, Musifin al hamashpelos, you are allowed actually to have even a larger amount, a greater number, I should say, of containers. So you could actually have a pile that's even larger. Ve'en musifin al hashpatos, but you cannot have more than three ashpatos. You're limited to those three. This idea that you can add more mashpelos, so then why did we give the shear of 10 mashpelos, of 10 containers per ashpa? The reason for that is because we don't want you making an ashpa of anything less than 10 mashpelos, because once you have less, it looks perhaps like you're just fertilizing the field. You have to have a certain quantity in each ashpa in order for it to look like an ashpa, for it to look like a major pile and containing location for the fertilizer. Otherwise, it just looks like you're doing the fertilizing, which you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. Now, even though the Tanakhama said that ein mosifin al ashpatos, you're not allowed to have any more than three ashpatos. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al ashpatos, you are also allowed to add to the ashpatos. In other words, he understands that the three ashpatos per besa'ah is a minimum. It's not a maximum. You could even have more ashpatos than three.